Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic with him.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hot on the heels of the crossover hour with Devon Gibbons. Always love teaming up with Devon. Glad to hear that he's on the mend and that he's back in the saddle. Looking forward to another continuing fun summer here with Devon Gibbons. Speaking of a fun summer, it's already been a blast with the Philadelphia 76ers. The draft provided some conversation points. And obviously the start of free agency is going to do that as well. I've got more thoughts, but I do want to get to the phone calls for those of you who've been waiting. 610-632-0975. Let's keep the conversation rolling with Kevin and Maple Shade next on The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, man?
All right. Had a couple names, free agent names, I guess. I don't want to say under the radar names, but a couple of names maybe I could bring up to you.
Sure.
Never know what you thought. What do you think about Corey Joseph as a backup point guard?
So the thing that you'd have to know about Joseph, right, is he's the right age. You know, he's going to end up being the right money. Is the pace and space thing going to be what the Sixers are next year, or are things going to change based on personnel? Because in a pace and space thing, like if he was the backup point guard for what they had last year, I think he works, personally. I think he works just fine.
Right. Now, as far as, do you think we can get away with, I know that the league only has but so many quote-unquote real dominant centers.
Right.
Do you think we could get away with going with like a Kenneth Faried at power forward, instead of going with a center? I just like his motor. I think that he's a guy that's he's kind of like a Philly type of guy.
Sure.
He's all over the place. I feel like he would bring a lot of energy to the second unit. Kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so he's been the guy who, even more than any center, at least to me, and I don't know what everybody else has gotten, he's been the name that most people have brought up to me in terms of being a backup big man. Because you're right, like, are there 20, like, really dominant centers in the league? Are there, you know, 15? Like, it's not really a position where it's like if Joel Embiid comes off the floor, you have to be able to deploy one of those guys. I like his, like, energy level. I like the fact that he's, you know, the local tie kind of helps. He's from Newark, I think. Close enough. I'd be intrigued, for sure.
I think, you know, Elton, he did a really good job last year. That was the one thing I really wanted to see us. Because when you think of Faried, we could have had him for nothing last year.
Yeah.
I believe he was cut by Brooklyn, I think. And I think we could have, I mean, he signed with Houston pretty quick.
Right.
A sizable comparison. Do you see any Iguodala? I know he's not as athletic as Iguodala. On the open floor and, you know, dunk, when Iguodala came to the league, I remember he was kind of like a high flyer. But as
sure.
far as, you know, locking somebody down and then being able, you know, as much as, you know, I know we don't really love Iguodala here anymore, he really turned, I mean, in Golden State, there's so many guys that can shoot, so he hits a lot of open shots, but he was able to, you know, to really open his game up and be able to really knock down a shot. I would love to see Thibault turn into that.
Well, when you look at Thibault's career, Kevin, and hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Really appreciate you hanging on there. When you think about his career at Washington, right, early on he hit more shots than he did later on in his career. Now, Washington brought on some more dynamic offensive talents, and you saw what the team did last year. They were obviously very successful. So he was asked to kind of take a step back and be more of a defensive role. That's kind of what you see from Iguodala as well, right? Because you see Iguodala coming out, and you know, you do see the fact that he is known primarily as a defender. And yet, he does have those spurts where all of a sudden, whether it's in the transition game, like you said, wide open three, the offense can come out from Iguodala. I would need to see more from Thibault in terms of body development and things like that in order to guard as many positions as Iguodala guards. But it's not the worst comparison. And not only that, I think it would be something that, you know, you kind of strive for if you're Thibault to say, all right, I'm trying to have the kind of career and be able to do the kind of things that Iguodala does. Because Devon and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. There is no discounting how important Iguodala has been to that core, and the fact that you do have really good defenders in Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, but when you can bring another one off or give one of those guys a break or if they're in foul trouble or whatever, and have Iguodala come in and there's no drop-off defensively and only, you know, some drop-off offensively, Golden State's in really good shape. I don't anticipate that Thibault's in the starting lineup. Maybe he is this year, but I think more that he's deployed in that sixth man role where you need to come in and have a stopper and have somebody just come in and cool off a guard or a wing player who's playing really hot. Maurice in Upper Darby's next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Maurice?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, thanks for holding, man.
No problem, man. I got three quick points. One, I'm kind of done with the whole taking on other teams' garbage. I mean, Sixers aren't cash for clunkers at this point. Like, I don't want to take on somebody. If Jimmy wants to walk or go somewhere else, then let him go. Houston is in no position of negotiating. They don't even have the cap space to actually, like, just sign him, you know, straight up. So, I would like to see the Sixers, you know, stick to their guns and, like, either offer him the max, and if he refused that and he walks, then there's nothing we could do about that.
So you'd be okay with just the cap space rather than trying to pick? Because if there's nothing that entices you on Houston, I get that. But are there players around the league where a sign and trade might be more attractive to you?
Yeah, if another team was to offer us something like a package that makes sense, you know, I'm fine with that. I mean, like, I'm hearing something like taking on Chris Paul's contract. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm out on that, too.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Second point, I understand ESPN, like, you know, has, like, is some of this information, like, you know, them just trying to push their agenda on how they want the league to shape up? Because, I mean, sometimes they say things that makes completely no sense. I mean, I can't think of the last player that actually, you know, probably but Kobe, that really built a huge brand in New York in L.A., I mean, the biggest brand probably ever in basketball was Jordan, and he played in Chicago.
Sure. Another big media market, but not New York and not L.A. You're right about that.
Yeah, so whenever I hear, like, oh, you got to go to New York, you got to go. I remember they were saying that about Miami. I mean, like, is all this information based on what LeBron does? Because, I mean, when you talk about, well, Philadelphia isn't a big, you know, free agent destination, I mean, show me a team that really is. I mean,
well, that's my point, is that no one is. Like, right, there's no team or city that's a real premier free agent destination on its own. It's all about the players and who's going together and what the team up is.
Right, and the CBA has put together a system where they put the players in a position to really turn down a lot of money, you know, to leave the team that they're already on. So I think that system has actually worked over the years. You see a lot of players staying with their team, you know, besides maybe Durant. So, like even the Paul George situation last year, like, he stayed with OKC. I mean, like, he didn't go to L.A., but, I mean, like, he got more money. He was able to get more money out of OKC than he would have gotten in L.A., and even with Butler, if Butler wants to just do 4 years, in 4 years he could be washed.
Right.
So, you know, if he's going to turn down $50 million, like, I kind of doubt that.
No, I mean, that is, Maurice, thanks for the phone call, man. Think about that amount of money. You can even say to an NBA player, somebody who makes a lot of money, $50 million, like, that's a lot of grandchildren that you're setting up that are, like, never going to have to worry about anything. Like, you think about that, right? $50 million in 1 year. Think about the financial future that you're setting up for yourself. I think it's hard to turn that down if you're a player who has that available to you, right? We've seen it across the board. There have been very few players who have had that Supermax available. I don't think actually anyone has turned it down. I don't think anyone has ever turned down a Supermax offer that I'm aware of. Now, there haven't been that many Supermaxes, because it's a fairly new installation in the NBA, but it is something that is fascinating. And I'm seeing this from clutchpoints.com. KD sells SoCal home, buys one in New York. Apparently he sold his home in Malibu. I'm amazed at how we constantly have to be kind of at the whim of these people's real estate transactions. But there we go. So we've got Kawhi Leonard buying property in Toronto. You've got Kevin Durant purchasing a home in New York. Kyrie switching agencies. Jay-Z's former agency, or his current agency, he was formerly the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. Things are starting to take shape here. And not only that, when you've got the Jimmy Butler rumors swirling, I was talking to Rob Motti yesterday, obviously during the crossover show while Devon was still out, and you know, Rob's hypothesis, an interesting one, was that you know it's not coming out of the Rockets camp that they're trying to make this three-team deal happen, that it's coming from Jimmy Butler's camp. It's coming from an agent. It's coming from somebody on Jimmy's side who's trying to drum up interest and say everybody in the league is interested in my client, so you better pay, or at least to get other teams interested or to try to figure out if there's a situation where a three-team trade works. I don't know if I buy that or not, just because I'm not as familiar, clearly, with where Woj is getting the information that this is coming from. But the thing that I have to think about is, like, does it make sense for the Sixers? I've said that it makes sense through the lens of my lack of confidence, and that contrasted with where Devon is, my lack of confidence that the Sixers are going to be able to corral the free agents that they want to. Like, even if you identify the right ones, which I think they would be able to, I just don't know when you've got, you know, the fickle nature of free agency that you're in a spot where you can just kind of throw everything out there and say, all right, well, don't worry about, you know, re-signing Jimmy Butler. Don't worry about a sign and trade. We'll just bring in the proper players that we need to compete for a championship. We've just seen teams like the New York Knicks, for example, swing and miss in free agency all the time. Try to land this big-time player, that big-time player, and it's never really worked out. It's never really gotten to the point where they landed a franchise generational player, despite having the allure of Manhattan and Madison Square Garden and everything else. So that's why I am so hesitant to just say, all right, we're going to go into free agency and let the Sixers kind of do their shopping. Because if the money's all the same, like it is, a lot of times you're looking and seeing guys just make decisions that we could have never predicted, that never would have made sense in any other kind of world. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. We do have wide open phone lines for the first time in quite some time, so you can get in now without a wait. I know it was tough waiting early on in the show, but now's a great time to climb aboard. Saw this earlier, too, and we were talking about backup big men. The other one that people bring up is Enes Kanter, who I'm less interested in. Enes Kanter, I saw, is talking nonsense on Zion Williamson. He referred to Zion Williamson as Julius Randle with hops. That's what he called him. And he said that on Colin Cowherd on The Herd. Really, man? I don't know. That's a high praise for Julius Randle. Now, the other thing that weirded me out about it was that he was talking about how Zion Williamson's overrated. Julius Randle had like 21-9 last year. So if you give him like the Monstar juice, what do you think you're going to get? I don't know, man. Like, this guy tweeted in at Cosmos, Julius Randle with hops is a bad comp for two reasons. One, Julius Randle does kind of have hops. And two, the idea of like a 45-inch vert Julius Randle is absolutely terrifying. Like, that's exactly it. So I thought that was a weird thing that I read today that, you know, whatever. So a weird flex, I guess. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. You can also reach out on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian, I don't think I've gotten your thoughts on the potential three-team deal, or the sign-and-trade, rather, outside of the I agree drop with Devon Givens. It sounds like you are not interested in any kind of sign.
Nah, not. I don't want the guys that Houston doesn't want. Like, I don't want their trash.
Okay.
Eric Gordon doesn't do it for me. He really doesn't.
Okay.
P.J. Tucker would be nice if he was a free agent and the Sixers used the mid-level exception on him, but I don't need that group of players. I'd be willing to listen if it was something you were going to get back worthwhile, or if there was a young player involved, or there was a pick attached with the contract, but not that all. I'm not really interested. Why would the Sixers want the guys that Houston doesn't want?
Well, it depends on like, say, J.J. Redick, right? If Redick's not going to be re-signed, it makes sense to bring in a guy like Gordon there. If you're going to bring in Capella with the intention of flipping him for something else, that could potentially make sense. I think everybody's in agreement that we like P.J. Tucker a little bit, so that is a bigger contract and more commitment as well. So at least... I was looking at it, like kind of squinting at it, being like, oh, maybe it could work.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that I saw today, though, Brian, was that there might be a third team involved, or that Houston might be trying to sell off these pieces like individually in order to accumulate draft picks and other pieces that might be more enticing for the Sixers while also selling that.
It's certainly interesting. And if Jimmy Butler's saying, hey, I'm going to Houston, there's nothing you can do. I'm going home. I want to play with Harden, Paul. That's it. Then you, I mean... You don't have to help them. No, you don't have to help them, but you don't want to lose them for nothing. And then to your point that you opened the show with, how attractive of a destination are you for other guys? And this is the window. This is the shot here.
It's now. And I actually like Elton Brand's ability to pick players because I like the Ennis move. I like the Scott move. I like the Harris move. I like the Butler move. Yeah, I think that they've done okay in trades.
I don't really like it on the surface. Those three for Butler, let's just say that's
okay.
What it is. If they were ever, if like I said, Butler's going there, no doubt about it, and they could bring in a third team, get some picks, and figure some adjustments out, maybe grab a good, solid young player that has some potential,
sure,
maybe I'd be into it. But I'm not against the idea of a sign and trade, but I'm against that haul for Butler.
One. Yes. Okay, that makes sense, because I've seen that has... clearly, that's not going to interest the Sixers either.
Eric Gordon just doesn't do it for me.
No?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's kind of the centerpiece of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I mean, in theory, you'd think he would, because he's a shooter, he can defend a little bit, perfect for Simmons and Embiid, but for me personally, I don't know. He's not my cup of tea.
I hear you. I understand. Now, I was going to bring this up with Devon, and I could save it, but... The other thing that has kind of been crossing my mind here is how difficult it's going to be for the Sixers to sell somebody on being the last piece that you need for a championship, right? Because I think it's way easier to build a team that's got everything but a star and to be like, hey, if we just had a star, this would take us over the top. You've already got Ben Simmons, who dominates the ball. You've got Joel Embiid, who's going to take a lot of shots, you hope, if everything's going right for your team. Hard to sell, like, hey, you're what I need, and by the way, you're also not going to be the number one option on the team. And that's what I pointed out earlier on, is that plan A over everything has to be this Kawhi Leonard meeting. As ridiculous and far-fetched as it is, you have to know that Kawhi Leonard's off the table before you go to anything else.
100%. I don't think it's as far-fetched as you might think. I think there's probably like a 5% chance, but I don't think it's 100% off the table.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what percentage I would put on it, but I do know that whenever Kawhi is open to taking a meeting with you, or maybe even a visit or something like that, that's where you have to. You have to kind of stop everything and just figure out what that situation is.
I only say that because he played here in the playoffs. You could sell this city to him. Maybe, I don't know how he feels about Embiid Simmons. I don't know how he feels about Brett Brown. I know there was something that came out when Nick Nurse told a story in the locker room and he just laughed. I don't know how close he is with those guys, with the Raptors players. You said it was just a layover for him, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
He won a title. Maybe he wants to go and hang out with some guys his age. And maybe he likes Embiid. Maybe he likes... That's what you have to... To your point, you have to make sure he's no go before you do anything.
Because I don't have a problem with letting everybody walk if Kawhi Leonard's coming. Like, I'll trot out Embiid, Simmons, Leonard, and a bunch of veteran minimum guys and rookies.
Thibault and Todd McCullough.
Yeah, exactly. Todd McCullough. That's exactly right.
What's
Matt Geiger doing?
Seriously. I agree with you.
I don't mind.
It's not that crazy. I feel like the Sixers would be, I don't want to go down this road again because of LeBron, Kawhi last year, but I do think if you had to rank the power rankings, it would be like Toronto would have to be one, although L.A. would be 1A, and then the Sixers would be 2.
Mm.
And I don't think anybody else is even in contention.
Yeah. Well, the complicated part of it for me is that I don't think anybody's in contention besides Toronto.
Mm.
Like that's the hard part for me. It's like I think the Clippers are fooling themselves, too.
Yeah, it's like Toronto, little pause, Clippers, long pause, Sixers.
Sixers, and then dead silence.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's what it is. Yeah, that is kind of the power rankings of Kawhi. But even though there's a chance, just a chance, that I need to know that doesn't work first. Then you talk about running it back and bringing back Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. And then you talk about evaluating what happens if you lose one of those guys. Like, I think that's got to be the order of operations for Elton Brand in this offseason. Unless the thing that keeps freaking me out about all of this is that at the draft, when Elton Brand was being questioned, he said, this will all make sense. Like, this will all make sense soon, which tells me that he knows something. I don't know what he knows. I don't know if it's an exterior free agent who's interested in coming, if he has commitments from Butler and Harris. I don't know what it is, but he says this will all make sense soon. So until that time, I'm kind of like, you know, waiting on pins and needles here, trying to figure out what this team's going to look like before trying to figure out, oh, this guy's a perfect free agent or that guy is.
He probably just knows, back to your point, Jimmy Butler's not turning down $190 million
right.
over 5 years. No way, no how. And he's going to offer it. That's what he probably knows.
Well,
that's what the feeling I get.
It could be.
As much as I want Kawhi, I feel like it's the running back.
It probably is. Probably is running back. As much as those last 2 years are going to sting, that's not going to be good to the last two max years of Butler. But hey, in order to get the first three, you got to pay for the last two. It's like a cable package, right? There's always going to be some stuff in there. It's like, I don't need this. Yeah, but to get ESPN, you need to be here. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. Philly J, we're going to get to you next. It's the Joe Torti Show, taking you up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Feel like a king, rejoice like a queen, and get the brand new Kia of your desires, all without the hassle, bother, or irritation. Get a smashing good deal and save thousands at Gateway Kia.
Gateway Kia's Royal Sales Event. We're rolling out the red carpet to get you into a brand new Kia today. Lease a new 2019 Kia Soul for only $159 a month, or a new 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month. All for 36 months with no money down during the summer sticker sales event. Or get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Royal Sales Event. The royal treatment you deserve at Gateway Kia.
On Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 6/30/2019.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. but sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Philadelphians know great hoagies, and we know they don't come from a convenience store. Real Philly hoagies come from real Philly delis who make hoagies fresh with Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses, and they always know your name. They're Philly's best kept secrets, but now the secret's out with Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. See where to find amazing delis and your chance to win big prizes every time you visit. The more you visit, the bigger you win. Birds tickets, anyone? Head to realphillydeli.com to get started. That's realphillydeli.com. Are you hungry or what?
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience, we can start you at $15 an hour, and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
This Sunday, the Gold Cup Soccer Tournament comes to Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, and Sprint is giving you a last chance opportunity to see the match. Sprint always gives you more, and we want to give you more this Sunday by joining 97.5 The Fanatic at the Sprint store located at 3400 Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia from noon to 2 to see soccer legend Taylor Twellman and win tickets to see Sunday night's Gold Cup soccer match at Lincoln Financial. While you're there, shop Sprint's huge selection of phones and incredible service. See you Sunday between noon and 2 at the Sprint store on Aramingo Avenue.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine, making Everfresh juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try pineapple juice cocktail, peach lemonade, premium papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% strawberry watermelon and paradise punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
Join Anthony Gargano this Thursday night from 6 to 7 as he broadcasts live from the sports book at the Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Bet with the best at the sports book at the Philly Turf Club near the stadiums. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, yeah. First walk-off win of the season for the Philadelphia Phillies. There you go. I gotta say, when you're getting mowed down, you've got to love it when the opposing manager pulls the starter after 77 pitches. Thank you so much, Mets. And thank you, Jay Bruce. Walk-off RBI double. We'll get to all of that in a moment. Let's go to Philly J in D.C. next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Philly J?
How you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I just want to ask you a question, man. Like, I'm not confident that this process thing is going to work out for the Sixers. I still believe that it's two drafts that's going to come back and bite this team in the behind. And that's the when you took three straight centers in a row. And say what you want about Devin Booker, but would you rather have Devin Booker over Jahlil Okafor?
Clearly,
I think you would. Yeah, I think you would. And then that Markel Fultz trade, and then some of their other draft picks. I just don't think normally when you see these teams who go into these type of rebuild mode, like we should be building with a nice young core, like you know, just besides Embiid and Ben Simmons. We, you know what I'm saying? And I just think they've messed things up too much. You know what I'm saying?
So it doesn't sound like you like Zaire Smith or Shake Milton or Jonah Bolden or Matisse Thybulle. Is that right?
I'm not a... You know, I was high on Joe the Bolden, but I don't know, man. He just kind of thought about that. I thought he could be like a stretch four mm-hmm. or something like that for us or something like that. But he's just too. I don't really see it with him. Zaire Smith, I haven't really. I liked him in college, but you know what I'm saying? I just mm-hmm. got to wait and see what he produced on the floor. The Matisse Thybulle pick. I'm a college basketball fan. I'm a Kansas Jayhawk fan, but I ain't watching many Washington games because their games come on too late.
Sure.
And I ain't really hear nothing about them, you know, even like during the college basketball season, despite Washington being a pretty good team in the Pac-12, you know. But I just think like some like with the late picks, like they missed out on. Like, do you think they could have got Thybulle at 24? Do you really think they had to trade up a little bit?
I do not think they had to. No, I get why they did. I don't think they had to.
Oh, that's somebody popping firecrackers, in the back. If you hear that,
well, Philly's winning. There you go.
Yeah, I just think they've made too many mistakes with that, man. Like, and now we gotta rely on free agency, and you already know Philly is not a free agent destination. But here's my thing: I would like Jimmy Butler back, but if he doesn't resign, then I would just say resign Tobias Harris. And spend that other money to fill out your roster. Maybe Tobias Harris will play better. He'll have a bigger part of the offense because last year he was really like the fifth option. I mean, JJ was getting more touches.
Yep.
Embiid, Ben Simmons, Butler. So maybe being the third option here, you know, maybe he will play, you know what I'm saying, a lot better and stuff. And there's a couple of guys in free agency that I like. I like Reggie Bullock. I like, of course, Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Brooke Lopez, who reinvented his game, you know, as a stretch four. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
just,
you know, have your three main scorers. I mean, your three top guys.
And fill in with compliments. Embiid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look, Jimmy Butler, I like him, but it's not like this guy is Scottie Pippen or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I'm with you. 100%. Philly J, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. He's not, but he was all... The problem is he was also your best player last year in the playoffs. Now, I've said this, and I'll continue to feel this way, and I'm surprised when I get any kind of pushback on this, but unless you get Kawhi Leonard, which once again is the big asterisk that changes everything, other than that, you'd better hope that your best players are Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Like they, regardless of who else you sign and who else you have on the team and everything else, if those guys are not your best guys, the Sixers are not going to be in good shape. So that's an area that I focus on, and obviously part of that goes with Joel Embiid's health, and is he going to be taking care of himself? And then Ben Simmons, what's his offensive game going to look like? What's his free throw shooting going to look like come next year? Right, so outside of getting a franchise-altering guy in Kawhi Leonard, I don't really know if you have to worry that much about who else you get there. You want to get talent, clearly. Jimmy Butler's talent. Tobias Harris's talent. I've talked about Kemba Walker. I've talked about a bunch of other guys. You always want to add talent. But the issue and the concern comes in where it's like, okay, if it's not on the backs of Simmons and Embiid, then what's the difference? So, I mean, through that lens, Philly J's point of just, hey, getting one of these guys back, and if it's Tobias Harris, then using the extra money to fill out the rest of the roster, that's all well and good, too, as long as that's going to work. Like the Sixers, you mentioned the Sixers not being a free agent destination. I would argue that there just aren't really many free agent destinations that have emerged that are clear where it's like, hey, this is super obvious that there's going to be a free agent destination or a free agent is definitely going to come here. I mean, the closest thing to that this offseason is what, Brooklyn? Like, that's the closest thing where people are like, yeah, they're definitely getting somebody. But other than that, like, it's not like New York is some sure thing or like Los Angeles is some sure thing. There's a chance. But it's not an assurance. And that's why I'm like, okay, that actually does give you a chance, I think, because there is no overwhelming favorite for people to go to free agency. Like LeBron going to Los Angeles was the first time that the Lakers landed a free agent in a long time. So by that token, you should be in. You should be in the contest, at least, if you're the Sixers. But... of course, on the other side, you've got this idea that nothing's assured. And if it's not assured for Los Angeles and it's not assured for New York, why would it be assured for you? That's where you take matters in your own hands and make trades and try to identify the individual pieces that you want to get that you can control them coming to your team and then convince them to stay afterwards. Having said all this, I think this is a lot of ado about nothing because the most likely scenario in all of this is that both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris both re-up with the Philadelphia 76ers. And then maybe J.J. Redick gets paid somewhere else and you fill in the pieces around those guys. Once again, if it's not Joel Embiid and it's not Ben Simmons, you hope that your role players can step up and your young guys, Zaire Smith, Matisse Thybulle, Jonah Bolden, Shake Milton, like you're hoping that those guys can at least fill rotational roles. Then your shopping list isn't really as long. You've still got things to do. You've got to find the backup guard. You've got to find a backup big. But you don't have as much to do if all of those guys can give you something. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation.
So I just want to run this by you.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if Mickey Callaway, if either tonight or tomorrow wasn't his last game.
Yeah, getting canned?
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read Rob Motti's tweet here.
Yeah.
For those that were listening. Jason Vargas, he's allowed one hit through five innings and seven Ks and has retired 13 straight batters. Okay. He struck out, ended up striking out 10 batters. They removed him. I'm going to keep reading Rob's here. Mickey Callaway removed Jason Vargas after just 77 pitches, and that's when the Phillies rallied. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's glorious.
I can't see him making it. They play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. If they played at 7, I don't think he'd be managing.
It's a shame because we should be rooting for this to happen. We should be rooting for him to stick around because this helps.
One more loss tomorrow would help.
That's it. Yeah, it helps out big time. So it's a big win for the Phillies, 5-4. They take down the New York Mets and obviously are starting to build something. You need to see them start beating up on the bad teams in baseball.
And your boy delivered again, Jay Bruce. Who has come into the city and made this big of an impact this quickly?
It's crazy.
Like a mediocre trade that nobody really cared about, too.
End of the career guy just parachutes in and starts hitting bombs.
Yeah.
And doubles. I mean,
like, you could say, like, Jay Ajayi, but he was, like, in the prime of his career. Jay Bruce is towards the end.
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, the Andrew McCutchen signing. It's, like, one of the things that I think about.
Yeah, he got a ton of money. But, I mean, Bruce, this was just a trade that I think many just dismissed. And we're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worked out pretty well.
You loved him since the beginning.
Well, you know, every once in a while we get lucky, Brian. Every once in a while.
You got a pulse of this Philly Steve, Joe. Unfortunately, some of your reservations have been right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to get that straightened out. You know what? Maybe by the end of the show, can talk a little bit more positivity into the starting rotation and stuff like that. We'll try to make that happen. 610-632-0975. Jamail White tweets in. The Sixers have messed up this process, drafting Jahlil Okafor over Devin Booker and that Markel Fultz trade, trading up to take him. Those two things are going to doom the process, not to mention the Sixers haven't drafted well in the later rounds either. Agree, I had a beef with the fact that they didn't manage the second round well. When you've got picks 33 and 34, I think you've got to find a way to massage those a little bit better. Now, I like Matisse Thybulle as a player. I was one of those psychos. One, I like college basketball. Two, I got young kids. So I'm up watching the University of Washington play against USC and UCLA. I watch Pac-12 after dark. I get it. So I've seen Matisse Thybulle. I actually saw him in person in college covering the University of Pennsylvania. I like him as a player. I like him as an athlete. And I understand why the Sixers like him. I'm happy that they came out with him in the draft. A caller asked the billion-dollar question, and that was the problem with it, is do you think that they need to trade up for Thybulle in order to secure his services? And I didn't think so. I thought that they'd be able to take him where they were. Sixers, Phillies, and of course we've got to touch on the Eagles as well in the future here. We got plenty of time. 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torti Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, fanatics. It's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Jeep Celebration event, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out with that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest-growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto, MSRP, $31,585. Selling price of $23,689 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax tags, extra, offer not valid with trade-in, and 6/30/19.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings, like federal and military discounts, from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK. From LASIK Plus, call 844-211-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Julian Procope has performed over 10,000 procedures and is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save. Only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Attention golfers, this is your last chance to get the Turnpike Golf Card with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. With the Turnpike Golf Card, you'll enjoy a round of golf at six of Pennsylvania's premier courses for just $69. Save big on 18 holes at Heritage Hills Resort, Inniscrone Golf Club, Spring Hollow Golf Club, Fox Chase Golf Club, Linfield National Golf Club, and Kimberton Golf Club. One low price for six great golf courses. Hop on the Turnpike and enjoy a great day on the links. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry, they're gone after this week.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Home isn't just where the heart is. It's where your stuff is, where your room is, where your comfy bed exactly the way you like it is. And nobody understands this more than Rothman Orthopedics. It's why they've developed a breakthrough in orthopedic care. Same day, joint replacement. Through their unparalleled expertise, they've refined the procedures for maximum efficiency. So so you can get your hip, knee, shoulder, or ankle replaced during the day and go back to your own bed that very night. Get back to your life sooner. Make your appointment today at samedayjoint.com.
Fanatic Fan Fest is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. One of the newest, coolest features this year will be two mobile escape rooms from One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. They bring the fun of an escape room to your home or office. Let them customize your corporate team building, marriage proposal, gender reveal, bachelor or bachelorette party, birthday, and more. With high-quality games, professional staff, and owner-operated, they are the perfect choice for your summer party. Check them out at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. Go to 97.5TheFanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets to FanFest 2019 only from 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic. We are what's happening now.
Out towards center field. LeGuard is going back. Still going back. Reaches up.
And it is.
Yeah, the bamboo is real tonight. Phillies win, take down the Mets 5-4. Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, Brian McLaughlin, is producing tonight. It's one of the play-by-play announcer's favorite things, especially on TV, right? Let me take you behind the scenes real quick before we get to the phones. On TV, one of the things that I think is actually pretty cool about being a play-by-play announcer on TV, so you're part of a team way more than you are when you're on the radio. And not only that, the analyst is unquestionably the star on TV, right? You got replays, you got telestrators, you got everything else. This guy's an expert, and it's awesome to tee up an analyst over the course of an entire baseball game on TV. Super cool stuff. On the radio, you know, you've got the play-by-play guy who's really driving everything, painting the picture and everything else. It's a completely different beast. On TV, you're just kind of captioning things. Who did it? Why does it matter? Blah, 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 etc. And then the analyst breaks down how and everything else. You don't need to describe as much because you can see it on TV. In exchange for all of that passing over the course of the game, the only thing that a lot of play-by-play announcers would like, just at the end, the final call, just let the play-by-play guy have it. And there, inevitably, thanks to the excitement of the game and everything else, will be an analyst ready, waiting, and able to just stomp all over the play-by-play guy's call. It happens every single time. Just happened right there. Tom McCarthy doesn't seem to mind, though. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Chris? Chris? Chris is not with us. Let's go to Ryan in Trenton next on The Fanatic. Hey, Ryan.
Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
So hey, like you, I'm pretty confident that both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris are going to be back. I don't think Elton Brand would have done that. That's why when a lot of people were outraged regarding the draft, I was kind of like, well, to me, this means that he knows something, or at least he thinks he knows something, that he's pretty confident that both these guys are going to be back next year. So I'm pretty confident, and that's exactly what I want to happen. I want them to run it back for a multitude of reasons. But I just think it's the best. I want to win a championship, and I think running it back, especially with the way the NBA is going to the whole scenario is going to load out next year. I think that it's the best scenario, case scenario for the Sixers to potentially win a title.
Ryan, you look at how dangerous they were by the playoffs last season, and that was from like piecing it together on the fly and not having any opportunity to really gel, not having an off season together, not having a game plan installed specifically for these pieces. You got Brett Brown kind of flying by the seat of his pants as these guys continue to get added and the roster gets changed. So you're right. I mean, you look at the run it back option. The Sixers have this talented starting five. Even if they don't have J.J. Redick, they'll be able to have a talented starting five. And to be able to put it all together over the course of an offseason might be just what the doctor ordered.
I completely agree. And that, to me, is reason number one why you would bring it back, is what you just said. And if they do that, then they're going to be able to gel together, have more chemistry. Hopefully they come up with some kind of plan for Joel Embiid. He's not playing in back-to-backs, whatever it is. He's playing, 60, 65 games maybe. So you kind of know when that's going to be versus, all the uncertainty that was with that at the end of the season. And that way, you can gel more because you understand what the plan is, what the process is, to borrow a good term. But that's the way I feel. And I want it to happen so bad. And, you know, with all these, the Woj bombs with the Houston stuff, that never made sense to me, by the way. I don't think that that's happening. From Jimmy's perspective, I don't understand why he'd want to go to a team with two ball dominant guards. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But I unless he goes to the Lakers, I don't see that. To me, those his biggest options. I just see the most likely scenario, like you, that we're going to run back.
Well, there you go, Ryan. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I think that we're on the same page there in terms of what the plan should be. Like I said, first things first for me, I got to know that Kawhi's not coming. But after that, if you're going to keep the band together, you're going to roll with it, that works for me 100%. I don't know how that sign and trade makes you better, but I'm torn by the idea that, like, hey, if Jimmy decides that he's not going to re-sign with you, then you've got to find a way to make it happen. You've got to find a way to get something. The cap space for me is not enough when I don't know what they're going to do with it. If you're doing a sign and trade, clearly you're identifying pieces and players that you think would help you, right? Like, that sign and trade doesn't get done unless Elton Brand has identified, hey, these are guys that, were they free agents, I would go after them anyway. Let's go back to Chris in Williamstown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
I'm sorry, Joe. I don't know how the heck I hit my mute button by accident.
It happens to me all the time. Don't sweat it, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the last caller was right on. Let's get to Philly second. Let's talk Sixers first. You know, I absolutely would do that. Like, if I had two choices, because I've seen this on 97.5, the Fanatic's Twitter page, would you let him walk or accept Houston's sign and trade? I would rather have him back and run it back, like the last caller said. But if I'm ultimately pinned in a corner, whether it's letting him walk or trade him to Houston, I'm not going to lose again when we already traded Dario and Rocco for him. You know, like, it doesn't make sense for us to just let him walk, considering you lose those two pieces on top of losing Jimmy Butler. How much further a step back in the process that would be from where we already were? I can't do it again.
Well, so the idea of the additional cap space, if Jimmy Butler is not there, that's not something that's appealing to you?
Not really, because I don't know that you could replace a player like Jimmy Butler, his second, third, fourth, and fifth effort that you saw last year. Mm-hmm. And like the last caller also said before I touched on, the way they gel this all season, some of the stuff could rub off onto these players where we see a whole different Sixers team next year that looks like they figured it out how to play together. Mm-hmm. Instead of injecting this guy, that guy, that guy. You never were able to gel because there were so many moving parts. It just blew me away. But you know what? I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I told Brian this. The last two nights the Phillies played the Mets, I actually bet against them. I put a dollar against them because of the fact they were on a 10-game losing streak at the time. And to see them break that and snap that and actually win 3 out of 4 in the fourth game, I mean, it's night and day, but it's the New York Mets. Now, if they continue to do this against other teams, then I'm going to say that Kapler and his team finally got the message from the fans and the radio personalities of Philadelphia that this was not acceptable, you know, no matter what. Like, I mean, I think Gabe actually got it more than the players because he was the one that we were putting it on. But let me ask you this. What if this was coming from upper management that, no, this we paid this guy's Gene Segura this money, you're going to play him. It wasn't a Kapler move. It was more of a contact move telling him to play him because of, you know, what they invested in him.
Well, sure, Chris. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I think the part of that is that you, as a GM, you don't want to meddle with what the coaches are doing usually, but you are the one who does all the shopping for the groceries. So to be like, hey, I went and traded for Gene Segura, you got to use him, like, it makes sense. Now, typically, like I said, an organization like the Phillies especially seems like there's a healthy relationship everywhere between management and the GM and the coach and the player. Like, it seems like everybody kind of understands everyone else's role, so it'd be surprising to me if there was any kind of, like, push down from upper management, but who knows? What I do know is the fact that, like, the Phillies, you could say that it's just the Mets. I'm sorry, the Phillies have been losing to some bad teams here. I'll take beating just the Mets. This time of year, the kind of slide 7 games that the Phillies were on, you're just looking for wins, period. However you can get them. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Top aboard the conversation. Want to remind you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Attention golfers, this is your last chance to get the Turnpike Golf Card with the Fanatic's Deal of the Week. With the Turnpike Golf Card, you'll enjoy a round of golf at six of Pennsylvania's premier courses for just $69. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Hurry, they're gone after this week. This is the Joe Torty Show. We're hanging out until midnight. Final hour coming your way next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Feel like a king, rejoice like a queen, and get the brand new Kia of your desires, all without the hassle, bother, or irritation. Get a smashing good deal and save thousands at Gateway Kia.
Gateway Kia's Royal Sales Event. We're rolling out the red carpet to get you into a brand new Kia today. Lease a new 2019 Kia Soul for only $159 a month, or a new 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month. All for 36 months with no money down during the summer sticker sales event. Or get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Royal Sales Event. The royal treatment you deserve at Gateway Kia.
On Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 6/30/2019.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. Plus, get a $5 AutoZone gift card by mail. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sabre Systems knows you want your business to run seamlessly and as fast and securely as possible for your customers. That's why Sabre has launched Sabre On Point to support business and organizations of all sizes. Sabre On Point specializes in cloud technology, cyber solutions, and data analytics to help you grow your business, reduce expenses, and most of all, keep it secure. Ask for a free consultation today at SabreOnPoint.com. That's S-A-B-R-E OnPoint.com.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right. They're your local CertainTeed five-star select shingle masters. That's it. Master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the worksmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself. You're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Phillies win 5-4. Walk off against the New York Mets. The woeful New York Mets. Bamboozled, of course, by the Phillies in extra innings. The big hero of the night, obviously, is the one, the only, we've been talking about him, Jay Bruce, who, you know, power bat, left-hander, near the end of his career, clearly, but not playing like it. And certainly since his addition to Philadelphia, he has just been flat out on fire, Jay Bruce. So, impressive performance by the longtime Cincinnati Red, New York Met, Cleveland Indian, and Seattle Mariner. He's 32 years old. But Jay Bruce, this season with the Phillies, is hitting .286. He has 7 home runs, 2 doubles. Now, of course, all of that is pending the updated stats as well. But he's just doing a tremendous job for the Phillies. Now, the thing with Jay Bruce is that apparently there is a little bit of backstory to him being in today. First things first. We have Gabe Kapler, right, talking after the game. This is courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia, where he's talking about Jay Bruce specifically and what the conversation was between the two.
Did you see Jay's comments after he lost your 7th straight? I don't know if you saw them, but how much has his presence been felt in this time, in 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks that he's been here?
I don't think there's any way I could adequately express it in words, how important he's been to the club. I think he spent a tremendous amount of time in the clubhouse getting to know our players very quickly. I mean, you guys have seen how many big hits he's gotten for us and how clutch he's been. I'll share this with you, and I hope it's okay with Jay. I talked to him this morning about the possibility of maybe giving him a day, and because I know we have some righties coming up, and thought maybe it might be a good time to get him off his feet, and it wasn't a push or anything. It was an open conversation between two grown-ups, and he said, I'm in there, and not only am I in there, but I give the Phillies the best chance to win a baseball game. And he's as he was coming off the field right there, he said, I told you, and I believe him. You know, everything he has said has been true from the time he got to the Phillies, from the time he walked into my office in San Diego and said he was still a strong enough defender to put out there every day, that his body was capable of bouncing back. He's proven that to be true, that he can hit left-handed pitching. He's proven that to be true. I'll never doubt another word that Jay Bruce says.
Is there any kind of comfortability having a veteran that's been around for so long, having him at the plate in that situation?
It's certainly comfortable. I feel like, you know, first and second, he's going to get a good pitch to hit. He's going to stay aggressive. He's always aggressive. He never gets off being aggressive if there's a pitch in the zone for him to try to whack. So I knew that he was going to be aggressive in that situation, but also selective, and the moment wasn't going to be too big for him. He's been doing it for a really long time and successfully so.
So there you go. I have to say, I freaking love that from Jay Bruce to come out and be like, I give us the best chance to win. And this is what Jay Bruce had to say about that conversation.
You know, told him that I'd been feeling good, and I felt like I was one of the best eight that could go out there and give us a chance to win, and that's not taking anything from anyone else, for sure. But I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot, so I just, you know, was honest with him, but I made sure to obviously let him know, like, he's the manager, and I respect whatever decision that he, you know, decided to make. But we had a conversation today.
And who knows how long this lasts, and who knows? Baseball is a long season. It's a numbers-driven game. But my, Jay Bruce's impact on this team, and obviously he's earned the respect of Gabe Kapler, and he's earned the love and adoration of the city. But who'd have thought that Jay Bruce would be the one coming up big and wearing the cape when the Phillies are in desperate need of wins? He's one who delivers the first walk-off of the season already. And it's June. They haven't had a walk-off yet this season. He's able to deliver one there.
I think there was something that's been going around. I mean, maybe we talked about it. People were questioning, who is the adult in the locker room? Who is the guy in the clubhouse that can be the glue guy? Just from listening to that, it sounds like Jay Bruce could be the adult in the locker room.
Well, the thing that made me laugh was listening to Gabe Kapler talking about him and Jay Bruce having a conversation. Is two grown-ups. There are two grown-ups in the locker room. That's really good to know.
Maybe that was his off-putting word, or his kind of his way to let everybody know, listen, this is kind of like, while he's not the best player on the team, he could be the leader here in the locker room. He's been there. He's played in the World Series. He's been around.
Well, the thing about Jay Bruce is that not only has he been around, but he's backed it up while he's been here. It's not like he's a guy who's literally just a veteran presence, who's batting like 210 and, you know, not hitting for any power or anything like that. He's been a useful player here for the Phillies. So, I mean, it's so hard to have that, like, quote-unquote veteran presence be respected without backing it up. It kind of makes it special, really, what Elton Brand did here as a player near the end of his career when he wasn't a dynamic talent anymore, but he was still enough of a veteran and so respected to command the respect of the locker room. You're seeing kind of a different kind of respect coming for Jay Bruce. And obviously that conversation with Gabe Kapler, he had enough clout to remain in the contest and to get the call for tonight. Obviously worth it, but holy like, think about what it would be like to be a New York Mets fan right now. Can you imagine, like, remember what it was like when Nola got pulled way too early and the Phillies would lose? Like, remember that feeling, and you're getting mowed down by this guy who, by the way, was trying to punch reporters recently.
And also, think of it as Nola, but then a player that you gave to Seattle, your team gave to Seattle for nothing, getting the walk-off hit to win the game.
Not great for the Mets. Oh, man. Not great today.
Hate to say it.
Oh, yeah, you do. You hate to see it. It's tragic. It's tragic this time of year. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5, The Fanatic. When it comes down to this team, and the Phillies in particular, I'm fascinated by the ebbs and flows that they have. I know that baseball is a long season, and it's always been a long season. But the truth is, when you look at this club and you look at this side and you're thinking, okay, well, Gabe Kapler, is he losing the locker room? Is he gaining the locker room? What do people think? There are always people that are ready, as soon as there's a Phillies losing streak, to call up and say, you know what, I'm done with Gabe Kapler. I've had enough. I've seen it. Blah, blah, blah. But the fact is that you've got Jay Bruce, who comes in and is kind of a steadying presence, not only at the plate, but in the locker room. It's kind of crazy. Let's go to Mikey next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay. How are you today?
Good, man. I was just at the game. A big Mets fan who lives in Pennsylvania now.
Okay.
I mean, dude, to see Jay Bruce out there, oh, listen, I'm happy for the guy, but is there a better remedy to get lose the seven, you know, to break a losing streak than playing the New York Mets? I mean, my God. They just lose in the worst possible way, man. Like, even at 4-0, I knew as soon as Vargas was coming out, I'm like, is this it? And it's exactly what happened, man.
Yeah, Mikey, my roommates in college were 5 Mets fans, so I am very much used to like the self-deprecating Mets fan. What is it? Is Callaway going to last tomorrow? That's what Brian McLaughlin is going to ask. Is he going to last until the game?
He'll last tomorrow, but he's really not the problem. The problem is the GM, who's never been a GM in his life, and the owners. You know, they Callaway, I almost feel bad for him in a way. They fired the pitching coach. Like the pitching coach is the problem. I mean, come on.
Right. What did you think when you saw the starter coming out after 77 pitches today?
I turned to my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, and I said, this is the beginning of the end. They started hitting Vargas pretty well, but the irony is that Vargas, like you said, was trying to knock out a reporter the other week. I mean, they're just in disarray, and it's not even the All-Star break, so.
Oh, yeah. Man, Mikey.
Don't worry, I have the Jets coming up soon. All good.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably work out great. I'll see you later, Mikey. Take it easy, man. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for these guys. No, this is great.
He's got the Jets.
Finally.
Oh, man.
So I listened to the press conference. I want to play you this, and I want to see if, speaking of, like, because Callaway and Kapler both came in the series with a hot seat, mm-hmm. and I feel like Kapler's flexing his muscles a little bit. I want to see what you think about this.
All right.
Here.
All right. Before the game today, had a conversation with Jimmy Rollins in the kitchen, and he had mentioned how impressed he was with the fight of our club the last couple of days. He mentioned that he saw guys playing hard and really getting after it and never feeling like they were out of any inning or out of any game. Brought that to my attention. We talked about it for a few minutes, and I think tonight was an indication of how resilient we are, how we never feel like we're out of a game, and particularly when we're swinging the bats like we're capable, always feels like we can take a late lead, and I'm really proud of the guys tonight. They worked hard.
That's how he opened the press conference. Nobody asked a question yet. That's his first opening statement. So, yeah,
just so all you guys know, I was talking to this guy in the kitchen. You know, we were hanging out in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. What's he talking about?
I was boiling up some chicken and steaming some broccoli because that's all I eat.
Where's the kitchen at?
I'm like, oh my God.
What's Jimmy Rollins doing in the kitchen?
Man, oh man. But yeah, that is like, hey, look, by the way, we're this tough team. We're this resilient team. And Jimmy's telling us about it. You guys all like Jimmy, right? Jimmy said it. We're in. We're in. And we're good with Jimmy.
Exactly. Exactly. All-time best shortstop franchise history is telling me that we're good. Told you.
Total seal of approval. Kabunk. Approved. There you go. Wow. What a way to start a press conference. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to Hot Boy. Let's go to Stan and Broomall next on 97.5. What's up, Stan?
Yeah, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to touch on the Sixers situation. Look,
yeah.
Man, first of all, I got my guy right next to me. We both think that's the dumbest trade in, like, the history of trades. There's no way I'm taking on Clint Capela and that contract so he can play backup center and have Eric. I heard a guy call in talking. He was talking to Devon. I wanted to get on so bad, but I didn't get a chance to. And the guy was saying, you know, oh, because Eric Gordon this and Capela and Tucker, he's tough. I'm like, okay, all right. So you don't want to pay Jimmy the max, but you want to go ahead and split that and pay Clint Capela to play backup.
Right.
Have Eric Gordon, who might miss a game or 5 because of a hangnail, and PJ Tucker, who, yeah, he can knock down a couple corner threes and is tough, but he's going to give you 8 points. Like, come on, man. Miss me with that.
Listen, right.
I understand what people talk about with Jimmy Butler, but understand – those miles that he's had, he's not going to be playing those same amount of minutes in Philly because Brett Brown understands and the staff understands we need him for the long haul. That's why these guys are going to get those rest during the regular season against the Charlottes of the game.
Sure.
Atlantas. So I'm asking myself, listen, I would love to bring Jimmy back. You know, I would do it. Tobias, that's a little bit because if you could split that money up and get somebody else, we can go from there. But Jimmy, to me, is a priority, and I would stay as far. The only way I'm doing that trade with Houston, and I said this before, was that if we get a third team involved and we're getting, like, an all-star caliber player, if you told me they're doing the deal and Brooklyn's the third team and we end up with D'Angelo Russell, then I might be able to be like, okay, I can understand it. But to tell me you're starting it off with a couple first-rounders from Houston who's probably going to win, 50 games, Like, no, man.
Well, it depends on when they are, right? Because exactly. You're counting on that team breaking down in like 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, but come on, really? I don't see them being so bad that those are going to be lottery picks, you know, because you know they're going to be protected.
Sure.
They're going to be protected. That's number one. And then again, I'm not paying Clint Capella to come in here and play backup when I can pay Dwayne Dedman more than half that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. Now, Stan, what about
Gordon, who I feel like we don't even know how many games you're going to get out of him because he might miss a few games if he sneezes wrong.
Well, two things, right? So I'm with you on bringing Jimmy back. This whole thing is only coming from the perspective of, like, hey, you can't re-sign Jimmy Butler. Like, if he's pressuring you and he's saying, all right, I'm not going to come back, should you try to get something for nothing?
Absolutely. Yeah, you should. But you know what? But you make it difficult. You make it difficult and you make it seem like this. Hey, listen, either you're going to sign the sign and trade and we're going to try to find a third party where we can get some actual assets. Because if you're talking about you calling Portland, you calling Washington, and names like CJ McCollum and Bradley Beal involved and D'Angelo Russell, then yeah, we can talk. But don't come to my table and push Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker and a couple first rounders.
Fair enough.
I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I can't. I need to win a championship. And those guys, as good as they are as role players, not for Jimmy. I'm not doing it.
All right, Stan. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Good stuff. That's actually kind of the approach that I had too, especially considering the fact that now Houston is looking at individually shipping those pieces out and trying to get cap space and maybe additional assets that would interest the Sixers. Now that that's on the table, I'm like, all right, let's just skip to that then. Let's just skip to the part where, you know, Clint Capella's contract does get flipped for something else that's more interesting. Or you do get... Stan says, you know that they're protected. I could be persuaded if in 3 years or 4 years they're unprotected, if they're dealing with the twilight years of Chris Paul and Jimmy Butler, and then maybe James Harden starting to slip as well. Who knows? I could be interested in that. They'd have to be unprotected, though, of course. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. You can also reach out on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. So, talking about the Phillies one more time as well, this starting pitching is continuing to be a little bit of an issue, right? I saw on Twitter that Nick Pivetta had like two swings and misses on a fastball, and they were both on the pitcher. It was on Vargas. What's going on here, man? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll enjoy the win. I'll kick back and, you know, ring the bell and all that other kind of good stuff, but... You're surviving against these teams, man. We're talking about, oh, it's just the Mets. You took the Mets to, like, 10 innings.
Oh, there's some serious issues on this team. That's sure. I mean, starting pitching's been a disaster. McClintock's been looking at the starting pitching for years, and I don't know how you can think that this could possibly get better. Nick Pivetta, you don't know if you're getting Justin Verlander or Nick Pivetta AAA. Doesn't even belong in baseball.
You got him. You got Vince Velasquez, who's like a cat.
Forget so Velasquez. Many lies. You can't rely on him. You're right, though.
Eichhoff.
Forget it.
They keep looking and reshuffling the same deck, is what I'm saying.
Like, think about it, though. Amaro traded for Eichhoff. Amaro traded for Pivetta. Amaro traded for Eflin. And Klentak's like, okay, well, you know, it's another year, and we'll see. I mean, yeah, guys can definitely change. Like, Adam Morgan, you see him in the night pitching well.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, well, you might not want to give up on these guys. But Adam Morgan changed. His whole role changed. Like,
well, the one that people point out all the time, Brian, is freaking Jake Arrieta. They talk about Jake Arrieta and how late in his career he came in. Do you really want to be the team that gave up on Jake Arrieta? And for me, I never look at it that way. I never look at it like, hey, do you want to be the team that gave up on Jake Arrieta? Instead, I'm like, hey, do you want to be the team that waited 9 years for Jake Arrieta to turn into Jake Arrieta?
Yeah, you can't do it. Like, Baltimore couldn't just sit there and wait for Arrieta.
Right, even if they knew. Even if they knew he would turn into Cubs Arrieta. They couldn't wait.
And it's not to say Nick Pivetta or Eflin can't turn a corner. Maybe Eflin has turned a corner. But can you wait? How long can you? We can't just sit here and like pray one day that Nick Pivetta turns into a stud. He has the skills, but I mean, I don't know.
I have more faith in Eflin at this point. I have more faith that Eflin just had a blow up.
Well, Pivetta at least throws heat. Eflin, like, sometimes looks like he's slow pitch softball.
It's crazy.
I do like Eflin, though. Yeah, I don't know.
I know. It's
I don't mind them as fourth and fifth starters. You're just missing two and three.
Right, yeah.
And
exactly.
Maybe one. depending on Nola. I don't know.
Right.
See how
right.
he looks tomorrow. Hope they get the sweep tomorrow, though.
Yeah, it'd be huge. That'd be a big-time boon for sure. Let's go to John in the Northeast next on The Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, so I wanted to talk about, I'm not sure, did you guys see the report today that the Orlando Magic's GM said that they have no idea when Fultz will be playing?
Yeah, they're not sure. I did see that.
Yeah.
But his body fat percentage is low, though, John, so that should make everybody feel great.
I guess so. But so knowing that essentially nothing has changed since when we had him, and knowing the value we've gotten from trading him, where do you stand on how the trade has turned out so far?
The Jonathan Simmons trade for Fultz, and then it ended up being a pick?
Yeah.
Or cash consideration? No, it was cash considerations. That's what it ended up being at the draft. So you ended up literally trading Markelle Fultz for like a bag of basketballs. That's what it ended up being. So
basically, do you think that obviously it's diminishing big time as like the months go by, but do you think his potential still has any value?
I don't. I think that with Fultz, even though he is a young guy, you know, you have to start seeing something before you start to build. Like Anthony Bennett, right? Like, you never saw much potential from him, and that's why it didn't take long. If Markelle Fultz doesn't get out on the court, teams, whether it's Orlando or somebody else, just going to be like, hey, why bother?
And now, that's what I was going to get into after that. Based on, like, what's happened so far, would you say he's the biggest bust of the NBA draft history?
So funny that you brought that up, John, because I was thinking about that on the drive-in. I think so. Like, I think Anthony Bennett at least was there for a little while.
Right.
Markelle Fultz is not.
And also considering that we made a trade for him, I feel like that even adds some weight into it.
Oh, it sure does, John. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. When you trade up and he's the number one overall selection, it's hard to say that Markelle Fultz isn't the biggest draft bust in NBA history. It's really, really hard not to say that. Depending on what happens here in the next 3 or 4 years. Now, there have been guys who have been banged up due to injury and stuff. But, like, the other big bust that you think of, like Greg Oden, was, like, a useful NBA player when he was healthy.
And I wouldn't even say Anthony Bennett, because everybody knew Anthony Bennett stunk when they drafted him.
Right.
People had high, obviously, expectations for Markelle Fultz. It wasn't like, oh, they're getting this bust from Washington. Anthony Bennett stunk. Everybody knew it from the minute he was drafted. That wasn't a surprise, so he can't even count. Oliver Candy, same thing. Kwame Brown, same thing.
4 years. From 20 to 23, and he was on four different teams in 4 years, Anthony Bennett. Cleveland, Minnesota, Toronto, Brooklyn, done.
He's played more games than Fultz.
Man, oh man. Started four games. He's played in 150 games. Has Markelle Fultz played in like 30 games? Oh, my.
It's been many.
Oh, my. Hold on.
Remember, think about this, though, as we head into free agency. Oh. Markelle Fultz was your starting two guard for game one last year.
Things are great now. Things are great. 33 games for Markelle Fultz in 2 years. Oh, boy. Biggest draft bust in NBA history, unless he, like, turns around and has an all-star career.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're Philadelphia 76ers, friends. It's a normal-sized collar. Find a new slant. 610-632-0975. Josh, Alex, we're going to get to you next. It's the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hi,
by June, it's Gary Barbera's massive summer sell-off Jeep celebration event.
Boom. Now through Super Saturday only at
the Big B.
Barbera's on the Boulevard.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,990.
Or $149 a month.
Boom.
We got the lowdown and the no-down.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Gary Barbera's throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
There's instant auto credit at BarberaCredit.com during the sell-off through Saturday.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Through month and Saturday.
$16,990.
Or $149 a month.
Excluding back-person problem. $149 for well-qualified up. Click GaryBarbera.com for details.
Barbera!
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Psst, down here. Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house.
What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
This Sunday, the Gold Cup Soccer Tournament comes to Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, and Sprint is giving you a last chance opportunity to see the match. Sprint always gives you more, and we want to give you more this Sunday by joining 97.5 The Fanatic at the Sprint store located at 3400 Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia from noon to 2 to see soccer legend Taylor Twellman and win tickets to see Sunday night's Gold Cup soccer match at Lincoln Financial. While you're there, shop Sprint's huge selection of phones and incredible service. See you Sunday between noon and 2 at the Sprint store on Aramingo Avenue.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built this skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sports Talk, Willingboro, and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Love it, love it.
Oh, yeah, Gabe. We're going to get some more of you in a minute. Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Brian McLaughlin's producing, doing an outstanding job. You guys are used to that, though. I wonder, at some point, I've worked with producers a long time. I've worked with Brian for a long time. I wonder at what point, like, it's annoying to hear that they're doing a great job, to have them turn around and be like, no, Joe, this is my standard job. This is what you get with a standard issue Brian McLaughlin producing job. You haven't seen what spectacular looks like. I can raise this thing to new heights. I always wonder about that. But I do. I'm always impressed by what Brian brings to the table. I'm sure you guys are as well, if Twitter's to be believed. Let's go to Josh and Manny Young next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, always a great show, Joe.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
So, I tell you what, I was down there tonight. It just amazes me, you know, early on. No one's hitting. The Phillies aren't hitting. And the baseball just jumped off the Mets' bat. Like, the two home runs, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like a rubber ball tonight. I mean, people keep talking about how the ball is juiced or wound too tight. It really is, man. It when you see it live, it's like, wow.
But that surprised you? I mean, like, based on the numbers that you've seen, based on the eye test, like, something's up. Yeah. Something's up with that ball.
Yeah, and, you know, once you see it live, it's just a big tell. It's so telling. It's like, yeah, there's something changing with the baseball. The numbers are one thing, but seeing it live is a different story. I tell you what, they definitely, you know what, I'm not waiting on these. We've got to make a change. Like, Pavetta, Arrieta, there's no way this rotation lasts going into September and October. They're going to get lit up. It's just bad.
Do you have an idea of what you'd like to see happen? Like, are there teams or players that you're targeting?
I mean, everyone keeps talking about Bumgarner. I don't think Bumgarner is necessarily the answer, but I would love to get, you know, some type of experienced leadership out there from a different rotation. I don't have guys in mind.
Right.
Just from an experience standpoint, you've got to make a move, because if not, you've pretty much wasted this season, you know, if you don't make a move with this lineup in terms of the rotation.
Well, the one that I'd be intrigued by, Josh, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Is we've seen some other teams just go for these change of scenery situations. Like, for example, you look at the Phillies with Jay Bruce, right? Change of scenery has changed things around. The Pirates have been pretty good at, like, bringing on broken down pitchers and turning them into somebody for another team. Like, you're seeing some other change of scenery situations work out. I would like that. I would like to find some guy that's a high potential, low output guy that you're just like, hey, you know what, let's just try to shake things up. Because you continue to see what is out there, but you look in-house and it doesn't look great. Does not look all that great. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris McQuaid tweets in regarding the Sixers. Joe, have to agree that Gordon and Tucker would be good, but what if we trade Capella for a guard? That would be three starters. Thoughts, who could be a third team? I was reading a story on NJ.com that I thought was kind of interesting regarding the potential for three-team trades. I'll pull it up here. One that I thought was kind of interesting was if you were to get the Blazers involved in a three-team trade, and it's the Sixers end up with, and you tell me if you think this is any good, Eric Gordon, Mo Harkless, Zach Collins, Rockets 2021 first round pick. The Rockets get Jimmy Butler and the Blazers get Clint Capella. So you'd end up with the extra pieces are Mo Harkless and Zach Collins and the 2021 first round pick. So not the 2020 pick, it'd be the year after that. Like, that's kind of intriguing to me a little bit. If you're going to bring a third team in. If you were to bring in the Nets, I see another one where the Nets get Capella, and the Sixers end up with Eric Gordon, Spencer Dinwiddie, Taurean Prince, the Rockets 2021, and the Rockets 2023. I'm interested in that, too, because I want those later Rockets picks, because I do kind of think that things are going to fall apart for Houston in the event that this trade does come together. So those are the two kind of ideas that I see. But the NJ.com article is pretty good if you're interested in that kind of stuff. I would go check that out. Zach Rosenblatt's on NJ.com. Let's go to Alex in Bethlehem next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Alex?
John, Brian, what's good, guys?
How we doing?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, I'll get to the Phillies and Kapler in a second. As for Jimmy Butler, I'll say with about 80% certainty that he signs a five-year deal and does indeed play for the Sixers next year. I think there's a lot of different things that need to happen for that trade to happen. There needs to be a better team. There needs to be salaries to kind of match and all that. And I just think this is a classic case of rumors coming up shortly before the contract. You know, things being put out there by the agent. And I think this is kind of a classic case of that.
So you think then that it's, you know, just much ado about nothing, obviously, because there's no interest seemingly from the Sixers side. Like, it's not like the Sixers are pushing and saying, hey, we're exploring sign and trade opportunities with Jimmy Butler. Bring us your offers.
Right. I think Houston is probably pretty interested in this, but to be honest, man, I'm really not too worried. Mm-hmm. I think he's back next year. And I want to touch on the Phillies. I'm not impressed. Okay, congratulations. You guys swept the lowly Mets. Tonight was a cool win. It was a nice win. I don't want to sound too negative, but that clip you played of Kapler, oh my gosh, dude, that was like nails on a chalkboard for me. That was so annoying to listen to. Like,
oh, you didn't like him hanging out with Jimmy in the kitchen?
I mean, dude, like every time he tries to endear himself to the players, like as a fan, like I feel like it's a slap in the face to me. Like, I have to sit here and listen to him talk about the effort of these players when Gene Segura was going through what he was going through. Cesar Hernandez couldn't get on his rear end and slide into second base. Oh, Dubal Herrera's, you know, in court or behind bars or something. Like, and we have to hear about the effort of these guys. Are you serious? This has been such an underwhelming year. I don't blame Kapler for this year, but he is just so annoying, dude. But that's all I got. Thanks, man.
Alex, you got it, man. Glad you could get that off your chest. Yeah, taking a look across the glass, I looked at Brian McLaughlin. Brian did not seem to be a huge fan of that quote, outside of like the comedic relief that it brings to the show. It's kind of nuts. It's kind of crazy when we're looking at it. We're thinking, oh, okay, well, all right, Gabe, go crazy, man. And then he does. You know, like here, we're going to ask you about your team, and we're going to give you the opportunity to talk about the bamboo and all this other kind of stuff. And he just ups the crazy before we even start. Talk about Jimmy Rollins in the kitchen and how Jimmy thinks we're a tough team. We're never out of it. I'm like, it's like half bragging and half Little League pep talk. It's crazy. Right, Gabe? 610-632-0975. Your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5, The Fanatic. Lance in Arizona's on The Fanatic. Next, what's going on, Lance?
Hey, Joe. That article by Zach Rosenblatt, I thought his best one was the Orlando Magic, where you would get Aaron Gordon
Gordons.
Get Eric Gordon.
Yes.
You get both Gordons. That's actually a pretty good trade because he's really athletic, and he could probably play with Embiid now because he's improved his three-point shot since being at Arizona. He's not great at it, but he's good enough, and he makes up for it so much defensively that you can have Ben Simmons and him and Embiid. That defense is really, really good, especially if Thybulle becomes the player you think. And right. Zaire, that defensive lineup is ridiculous.
Well, it's a really, really good defensive lineup. The only thing that gives me pause about that trade is that you end up, like, if you have Tobias Harris back, you've got Tobias Harris and Gordon. Those are, like, your shooters, and that's it. Like, that's the only thing that gives me pause.
Honestly, I think at that point you wouldn't bring back Tobias Harris because I think you'd start Aaron Gordon. And I don't see where you would fit Tobias Harris in there because I'm assuming you would try to get somebody like Terrence Ross to play the three, and then you have Gordon, Terrence Ross, and Gordon.
Got it.
So, but there's so many teams that you could probably figure out a three person trade because I actually think losing Jimmy Butler wouldn't affect me as much as losing Tobias Harris just simply because of the assets that they traded up to do it.
Mm.
Because I think you're going to make a sign and trade if he leaves, and I think if he stays, you keep him. So you're going to get something out of it that you could use. Because if you get Capella in that trade, you're going to trade him anyways to bring assets back. That's why I said Jimmy Butler leaves, I know I'm going to get something out of it. If Tobias Harris leaves, I'm not getting anything besides cap space, and I don't know if there's anybody out there in free agency that I can replace Tobias Harris with that's better or close to as good as a Mirotić. He's okay. He's not great. Like, you have space, but I don't know who's out there that you can say, man, he really makes up the difference for Harris, especially when you saw against Toronto, and Toronto said it, like Danny Green said it, their length gave them trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you don't have if Tobias Harris leaves. You have to find something. He's not a great defender, but he's capable.
Well, why couldn't you do a sign and trade with Tobias Harris?
Honestly, I think he's going to go to a team that just has the cap space.
I see.
So, but to see, the thing with Tobias Harris is it doesn't make sense for him necessarily to get a fifth year. I would want, if I was Tobias Harris, I want that as a fifth year option because I want to be at 30 potentially. If I'm not playing well, I can opt in and get that. But if I'm 30 and I'm playing well, I want out of that contract so I can get another big time contract instead of having to wait until I'm 31 a year later and potentially get hurt.
Right. It makes sense, Lance. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I think that you're going to see a trend, especially, you know, with things kind of looming the way that they are, that you might not see these like mega, mega long deals outside of guys that are closer to the end of their career. But if you're in the middle or at the beginning, you might be looking for the shorter deals. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. FanFest 2019 is back. Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to have a ticket to get in. All of our Fanatic hosts will be on site, as well as Sal Palantonio, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, and Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping, Lamborghinis and Ferraris, two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms, a golf simulator with a closest to the pin contest, Ron Jaworski Golf Putting Green. One lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. We are giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports, 4-person 30-foot rock wall, a dunk tank, a 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, a trip for four to the happiest place on Earth, yes, Disney! Our FanFest band, The Zings. Baseball speed pitch. Bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves. Always love that. Wiffle
love
ball
it, love it.
I do. Wiffle ball challenge dome. High striker strong men challenge. Outdoor air-conditioned casino room with slot machines, roulette wheel, and blackjack tables, all courtesy of Hollid's True Value. I might be living there. That might be where I live. More will be announced soon. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. Final segment is coming your way next. We'll take a walk around the show and, of course, bring you one more thing. This is the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt.
These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked.
Honey,
say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up. For Mom.
We're paying top dollar for your scrap. Armor Metals and Recycling wants all your metals, wires, engines, car parts, and more. Whether it's left over at the job site or left out at the curb. If it's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features tractor-trailer accessibility and two docks for unloading pallets, a 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we pay top dollar for catalytic converters. We make it convenient with our mobile service. If you have over 500 pounds of non-ferrous materials, we will load it, weigh it, pay it right at your site. Load up your truck and get paid cash now. Brass, copper, steel, cables, appliances, computers, and batteries, cast iron, and more. We have you covered. Call us today, 856-665-5715. We're located at 8300 National Highway, Pennsauken, New Jersey, behind the Pennsauken High School. Or go to armormetalsrecycling.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 150 megabit internet plus 4G LTE backup to keep your business running even when the power goes out. All for just $99.90 per month. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Philadelphia sports. It's a family thing. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Before the game today, had a conversation with Jimmy Rollins in the kitchen, and
Did you cook something up?
Love it, love it.
Talk to him about the ice cream. Man, oh man. Although, you know, I guess truthfully, as I've found, my wife's losing the baby weight. I found all of the baby weight. So I guess I shouldn't be really messing with Gabe's nutrition plan. Because whatever he's doing seems to be working. But I don't know, man. Like, every time I start to think...
He gets some great sound bites, though.
Every time I'm starting to think, Brian, that he's gets the city, like, something just comes out where I'm like, he's talking about two grown-ups in the room. That's what he's talking about. We're just two grown-ups talking to each other. I'm like, oh, come on,
I gotta
man.
Give it to him. He sticks to his philosophies. He sticks to his guns at all times. He never wavers.
He is who he is. There's nothing fake about him.
No.
There's nothing, which I think some people might wish that there was something fake. Like, come on, is he going to drop it someday? No, this is Gabe Kapler. That's exactly who he is. We start off the show, my favorite way to start it off, with a crossover hour with Devon Givens. Welcoming Devon back, obviously. And he and I kind of went head-to-head on the Sixers draft and potentially this Jimmy Butler sign-and-trade situation. And, of course, the NBA free agency looming. just like 4 days away now at this point. So we are ready and raring to go for things to start taking shape there and figuring out what the Sixers roster is going to look like before we have to try to figure out what the rotation is and how they're going to ultimately deploy their team. What kind of group are they going to be under Brett Brown? We won't know until we find out if it's Kawhi Leonard, if it's run it back, run it halfway back, what's going to happen. So getting into all that, as always, was fun. Looking forward to the opening of free agency, which will, of course, shed a lot of light on the direction that the Sixers will eventually be going. Then we took a left turn and talked about, of course, those Philadelphia Phillies with their first walk-off win of the season. Jay Bruce coming up large with the walk-off in the bottom of the 10th inning. And the Phillies beat the Mets 5-4. Vargas was just slicing through the lineup. Now, he was starting to get hit, but was slicing through the lineup. Gets pulled after 77 pitches and 10 strikeouts later. So, certainly something that the Mets will be rueing and kind of lamenting here. But we here in Philadelphia have no problems whatsoever with anything that went down and the way that it worked in terms of everything else that happened in the game. Because after he went out, Phillies were able to tie and then, of course, claim it in extra innings. Let's go to Brian in Warrington next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit of Phillies. You know, it was a great game tonight. I love seeing Jay Bruce hit that walk-off hit. That was good to see. But, I mean, looking at this team, you know, we just won 3 games against the Mets. I think we got one more, right? What is this, 4-game series?
Yep, 4-game series.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you want to see them get the sweep, but the only thing I keep thinking about is that we need more production from Bryce Harper.
So what is it in particular? Is it power? Is it average? Like, what are you expecting from Bryce that you're not getting right now?
I mean, I think he's hitting .240 right now, so you definitely need the average. I mean, every time I see him go up to the plate, he looks like he's swinging for the fences. Like, I would love to see him start cracking home runs. But I was just looking at his 162-game average based on his like his numbers with the Nationals the last couple of years he's been in the league, and I don't think he's going to meet those averages this season. That's the one thing that worries me with him.
Well, here's the thing, and Brian, thanks for the phone call, man. He's never going to be a hitter where he's hitting in the threes again, I don't think. Unless he really changes his approach, right? Traditionally, he's been between a .240 and .270 hitter. That's where he's really lived. And then he had the crazy season in 2015 where he had 42 home runs and batted .330. You know, he had his MVP season. And then in 2018, last year, his on-base percentage was down to .393 from that .460 season. 2017, he had a .319 batting average. I think that those are kind of the two flare-up situations for him. But I don't know. With Harper, I would rather him be going for run production rather than anything else. So the fact that he's not hitting for average, to me at least, isn't the biggest deal. Okay, here we go. It is, it's time for one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
Kind of a melancholy day today in the broadcasting field. That's something that needs to be mentioned absolutely 100%. That Bob Lee announced that he's retiring from ESPN. Now, ESPN and broadcasters in general kind of have a lot of, well, polarization, right? People love Chris Berman or they're not big fans of Chris Berman, right? People are monstrous fans of Joe Torti or they think Joe Torti stinks. Now, there is universal acclaim for Bob Lee. 40 years of just outrageous broadcasting excellence. Some of the best stuff that ESPN's done, from being a sports center anchor to an outside the lines guy, one of the best reporters. Bob Lee, just outstanding. We have a little bit of Bob Lee here, Brian McLaughlin, before he heads out.
Nothing would please me more than continuing to consume, to tune in, to read, and just to see the reaction to great stuff being done here. And if anything I did is a small role going forward, that's good stuff. This is sitting here.
Oh, yeah.
This is killing me.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
All right, so there you go. He retires after 40 years. Just tremendous work. Just a tremendous... You can't say anything... There's no superlative at ESPN that's big enough for Lee. I mean, it's just, he's just outrageously, outrageously talented, important, refined, dignified, classy, everything that you'd want to say, just a consistent standard of excellence. And ESPN is less now that he is no longer part of the roster. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host for this evening, Brian McLaughlin, thank you very much for your sterling job producing as usual, and for Devon Gibbons sharing the microphone with me during the 9 o'clock hour. Joe Torti, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Enjoyed the conversation. We'll try again and try to do it better tomorrow. It's the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.